It's nice to be back in Kokomo. It's been a few months for me, and I'm still amazed every time I come here at the changes. I hear the apartments are being lived in.
Yes. They opened about 3 weeks ago. Prior to opening, the developer was very excited. 35 luxury apartments. Before opening, he had leased over a third of them. And what we're excited about, they were all people outside of Howard County. So have some new residents that have moved to Howard County, and so we're very happy. And they've have done this without very little advertising at all.
Yeah, and this is part of a longer term project with the parking garage that opened up though much earlier this year.
Yes. So they're still finishing. They're doing some of the final touches on the construction, just on the outside, the facade of the building, but it should be wrapping up here in the next few weeks, and so there's everything's going as scheduled, and across the street from that, they're building our new $16 million YMCA, and that's I think they're looking at sometime the end of January, 1st of February, having that doing a ribbon cutting there. So all things are moving forward.
I also see, or assume now, that it's budget time. We've been talking with Bloomington, Greencastle, Terre Haute. Where are you in that process right now?
Last night we had a city council meeting, submitted the salary ordinance. No surprises there, maybe a few tweaks and changes, but nothing substantial. So it went through first reading. We have our budget hearings coming up in the next couple of weeks. Like a lot of other cities, it's with property tax caps, it's going to be tight, but we're going to, we've balanced the budget the last 8 years, we'll balance this year's, and we'll submit a budget that meets the needs of the city, and there'll be some shifts within departments, but nothing, transformational things within the budget, just continuing to do a lot of, being as efficient as we can and doing a lot of the right things.
And that's exactly what I was going to ask, if there was any big challenge or thing, because there really isn't much wiggle room in a city budget, right?
There's not. And, we've been doing a lot. We're doing 66 road projects this year. And what we're trying to do is, we're narrowing some of the driving lanes, some of them taking them down from 12 feet, and some are even 14 feet down to maybe 10 or 11 feet. And keep in mind, if you take a driving lane from 12 feet down to 10 feet, you're about 1/6 of the of your cost for asphalt. So which is about somewhere around 16%, 17% savings in material and cost. So we're doing our road projects, we're trying to reduce the lane width. That has there's a cost savings, and it also is a safety factor. The narrower the lane, it's a pretty simple process. The narrower the lane, the more unsafe you feel when you drive. The more unsafe you feel, the safer you actually drive. It's statistically proven. So we're looking within the city, doing some things to calm traffic, make it more pedestrian friendly, and as I say, giving bicyclists and pedestrians a fighting chance on the city streets. So.
Well, the end of, I guess we can kind of say the end of summer is starting to approach, at least it kind of feels that way. Did you have any big summer projects this year that you're kind of wrapping up?
A lot of things we're doing are tied to our road projects and some of our, just continuing to invest in our parks. We are finishing up our soccer field over on the west side of the city, and we're going to be playing soccer there this fall, and then we're excited. This Thursday, Northwestern High School and Kokomo High School will have their first soccer games played at Kokomo Municipal Stadium. And so at 5:30, the girls' varsity teams will play, and then immediately afterward, the boys' varsity games will take place. So this will be the first soccer games here in Kokomo.
Going back to the road pavement, summer projects and so forth, Is there a certain pattern that you use throughout the city? That's one of the questions we get from residents, even not in Kokomo, but elsewhere, is how does the city know what roads get the priority?
Well, that's exactly it. We have, just like everyone else, just like you have to do in your household, you have to prioritize. And we get a lot of input, some of it from our city employees that are out and about, you know, our street department employees, maybe even the people on the trash routes, our foreman, our city engineer, and obviously our city council members give us their insight and input. And, you know, we look at, you know, some roads need completely resurfaced. Some need just maybe some small patching, you know, maybe a 10 by 20 area, and some need long patchings as well. So we, it's a little bit of everything. You know, we try not to take out good sections of road if we don't have to. If they still have 4, maybe 6 years of life, you know, maybe just one, you know, maybe just the northbound lane has deteriorated for one reason or the other, then we'll just maybe do that. But it's different every time. And, you know, we also take, you know, we've been pretty busy this year taking input from residents. You know, we set up, we ask people on Facebook and Twitter to contact us if they have certain areas. And what's nice is the public, in general, it's a positive experience. They let us know, and we put that on the list and try to address it immediately.
And then I assume you have to balance that with walking and bike paths too.
That's right. Right. It's right. There's sidewalks and there's and our trails and all those things too. So it's you have to kind of balance it, but. All in all, I think we have 66 this year, and some of those are just, you know, the extended pavings, and some are complete renovations to streets. But what we are trying to do is we right-size those lanes. We're also, reevaluating some of our thoroughfares. Maybe it was important 30 years ago to have 4 lanes on a road. Maybe it's traffic patterns have changed, and so we don't just automatically resurface them in their current configuration. We'll reevaluate, and maybe there's a way to eliminate some of the asphalt and put in grass medians that absorb the water and mitigate flooding, we'll do that also.
This is also the time of year where universities, colleges are starting back up again. Have you heard any numbers from IUK and anything new there this academic year?
Well, this summer they had some major renovations done to their main building. I think it's a $20 million project, both inside and out. I went by there about a week and a half ago. It still was not complete, so I know they were probably rushing to try to get that completed before the students arrived for classes. But as far as their enrollment numbers, I have not heard. I know they've each year for the last 6 or 7 years, they have led the satellite campuses of Indiana University in the higher numbers in enrollment. So I'm hoping this year, you know, is more of the same.
And you touched on this earlier too, but going back to Municipal Stadium, that was the last time I was here,
yeah.
Right before it was getting ready to open.
Oh, gosh.
We've had a few shows, but
yeah.
I wasn't here. So now we're starting to see that other entities are being able to use the park as
right.
well, which was part of the whole plan.
Part of the whole plan.
And that's all coming together.
It
for
is
you
coming
guys.
Together. We're excited about it. There's going to be a fall baseball league, high school. I think there's going to be 6 or 8 area high schools that will have a fall baseball program, not affiliated with the schools, but we're going to open it up to allow high school athletes, baseball players to play. I think they're going to have 6 different teams playing here and at CFD Stadium on the south side, and this will allow. This is the first time we've done a large fall league around here for our high school students. So I know they've been signing up some of the players, and they're very optimistic that it's going to be a success.
And how's the economy? Any new businesses opening up or coming downtown?
We've had a few ribbon cuttings. We just announced about a week ago Medco. It's a automotive supplier on the north side of Kokomo. It's a small manufacturer, but they are combining. They purchased a Michigan facility, and they're consolidating their business, the Michigan business and the Kokomo business here in Kokomo. About $500,000 expansion, probably somewhere around 10 to 14 jobs. Those are the nice small local auto suppliers and local businesses we like to see expand. But our unemployment numbers just came out again yesterday. We're right at 4.9%, so we're right at the state average. And considering where we started 5 or 6 years ago, we're trending in the right direction.
You talked with Gretchen about the solar park last month, but it looks like now things have progressed and approval has been made on a 21,000 solar panels. How big of impact of energy is that?
Do
you know?
No, I couldn't tell you exactly. But it's here's what I love about this. This is the former Continental Steel site. To go back in history, Continental Steel. A big steel mill closed in 1986. The buildings came down a few years later. The land was remediated to be able to use some repurposing and reuse. But it's on the west side of town in an area that probably not going to see any substantial development in the future. So this is a nice fit for that area. This eliminates the city's the maintenance costs we have with it, and brings in a little bit of revenue for the city, but it also provides clean energy. So there's really no downside to this project. So we're very excited about it. It'll have a nice look when it's finished, and kind of I think send a message, that we support alternative forms of energy and clean energy.
You mentioned a form of revenue. What's the partnership that the city is able to get?
They're leasing the land, and we're going to get a cash allotment each year. I think it's somewhere around $25,000 a year. But then they take over any of the maintenance if there is areas that need mowed or taken care of, and we'll have some savings there as well.
I also see where, again, kind of going back to the education, that you welcomed 30 new teachers in a time where teachers are getting hard to find. It's not only a statewide issue, but been doing stories nationally about that.
Yeah.
How does Kokomo keep teachers in the loop here?
Well, we did. Just Kokomo Schools, they had over 30 new teachers this year. But I think they're just like everybody else. It's a challenge to recruit. I think what makes Kokomo attractive, young people want to live in an urbanized area. They want to live in the cities. So I think cities, if they have progressive policies with their schools and some different options for arts programs and international programs, those kind of things, I think it makes it a little easier to recruit those young teachers. But it's a challenge everywhere, and I think that's unfortunate. I think over the last, it's not just an Indiana problem, but we, I think over the last 5 years or so, maybe longer, we've, not really, we've kind of put all the blame on and all the problems facing students on the teachers, and that's probably, I believe, been misdirected. But.
As we go into the new school year, especially for University, IU Kokomo, and of course Ivy Tech, what's kind of the message from the mayor?
Well, the message is obviously to the citizens is to be careful, especially for the young ones, with buses and all those things. But I want everyone to have a good year, to enjoy, work hard, learn a lot, but also enjoy it. And I think. I'm very optimistic that I've seen some transformation within our school systems. Two of our school corporations, Western and Kokomo, have made substantial upgrades to their schools and their athletic facilities. Taylor School Corporation, which is takes in the south east part of the city, is just past I think $8 million in renovations and things. So I feel like our school systems here are making those strategic long-term investments. So I feel good about the way things are going here in Howard County.